Yo, what's up, fam? Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of realness for your soul. Ever feel like you're constantly giving but never getting anything back? Like your energy's running on empty because you're trying to please everyone and their grandma? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into boundaries, not those boring, rigid walls your parents probably tried to build around you, but actual armor for your heart, you know? Boundaries are like the secret sauce to building healthy relationships that don't leave you feeling drained and used. And trust me, as someone who's been through a whole buffet of relationship disasters, this stuff is gold. First things first. Boundaries ain't selfish, they are self-preservation. Think of it like charging your phone, fam. You gotta recharge to function, right? Same goes for your emotional energy. Setting boundaries means protecting that precious juice and saying no when someone tries to drain it. Number 2. Knowing what you want and need is the first step. This ain't about being demanding or controlling, it's about recognizing your own values and what makes you feel good. Do you crave solo time? Need space for self-care? Figure out your non-negotiables and communicate them clearly, no beating around the bush. Third. Communication is key, but not in that awkward we need to talk kind of way. It's about being direct and honest, using nice statements like I feel drained when, or I need some time to myself because. You don't have to apologize for your needs, fam. 4. Consistency is queen. Boundaries ain't a one-time thing, they're a lifestyle. You gotta enforce them every damn day, even when it feels uncomfortable. It's like training a puppy, sometimes it takes repetition and patience. Trust me, the payoff is worth it. And finally, remember that boundaries are fluid, just like life itself. What works for you today might not work tomorrow, so be open to adjusting them as you grow and evolve. There's no right or wrong way to set boundaries, just find what feels authentic and empowering for you. Real talk. Imagine your bestie constantly borrowing money they never pay back, then complaining about their own bad luck. You're tired of being taken advantage of, but don't want to ruin the friendship. What do you do? Boom, that's where boundaries come in. You could say something like, hey best friend's name, I love hanging out and supporting you, but lending money has become stressful for me. I can help in other ways, but borrowing isn't an option right now. T. Clear, honest, and still supportive. Remember, boundaries are not about shutting people out, they're about protecting your space and allowing healthy connections to thrive. They're the foundation for building genuine relationships based on respect and understanding. So ditch the guilt trip mentality, own your worth, and start setting those damn boundaries. You got this. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, follow us on socials, and tag a friend who needs to hear this. And if you're already rocking those boundaries like a boss, DM me with your tips, let's inspire each other. Stay real, stay woke, and keep shining bright. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.